You said you took night classes?
Yes, I did.
Accounting?
Yes.
Anything else?
No. No, I stayed in the bookkeeping field.
Mm-hmm. When did you take the...
After high school. After high school, before I got married.
That was a very brief time, 1 year, right? You got
that's
married
right.
At 19.
That's right.
So, when did you leave your father's firm and go somewhere else?
No, I didn't really go. I got married, mm-hmm. and I stayed home, and got pregnant,
mm-hmm.
and gave up my job with my father's market.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stayed home with my baby for a few years.
Yeah.
And then I went back to work. But let me see, I did not go back to work for my father. I worked for, I went outside and,
mm-hmm.
and I did bookkeeping.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Okay. What was your attitude toward career? Did you feel it was more or less important than your family? Back in those days, your
back
attitude.
In those days. Well, I think I went back to work to keep my finger in bookkeeping and, of course, to the money, you know, to earn the money.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't all that career-minded.
Mm-hmm. I see. Going back a little bit, what kind of games were played when you were a child? Do you remember, when you were very small, when you were growing up?
You mean in school?
No. In childhood, back in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, that time. Did you have toys at all?
Very few.
Dolls?
Yes, we had dolls.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a few toys, but nothing.
Wooden blocks.
Yes, they were wooden blocks.
Uh-huh. You played mostly with your sister when you were little? I mean...
Yes, sisters and cousins.
I see, okay. And when you grew up, what sort of things did you play, like elementary schools?
All the typical games at school.
Hopscotch?
Hopscotch and jacks and things like that.
I see. Did you notice a difference in what the boys would play and what the girls would play?
Oh, yes. Definitely. I mean, boys wouldn't play hopscotch or jacks. They would play ball, tag, you know, the rougher sports.
I see. Did you ever want to play those games, or were you content with...
No.
I see.
They were girls.
I see. Did you have any religious activities?
Not really. I mean, we didn't go to American church or anything like that.
But you did go to church?
No.
Were you a Christian or anything?
No. No, my mother was strictly Bison.
Oh, Bison.
Mm-hmm.
The family,
yeah,
God,
ancestor.
Or
mm-hmm.
the ancestor, versus Buddhism, not Buddhism, right?
Well, I think it was a combination of Buddhism and ancestral worship.
I see. Does she have this,
son?
The thing set up, you know, I'm not sure how you called it, you know, with candles and a picture of somebody. And,
yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Incense and all that?
Yes, yes.
In the corner of the house or something?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
Did you have to do that too, to buy?
Yes, we did, buy some.
Jonghyeong, yeah.
Yes.
How often?
Always before each meal, I remember.
Good heavens. Before each meal, huh?
Yeah, we used to Jonghyeong before.
Yes, we did. Oh, I see. It wasn't like only on certain times
no.
of the year, huh?
No. No, it was
on... It was
an ongoing thing. Yes,
mm.
yes.
I see. How about your father?
That was mother's department.
I see. He didn't buy some?
No, not really.
I see. He didn't have any religious inclinations either?
No.
Okay. What kind of responsibilities were you given at home when you were growing up?
Oh, many. The girls had to work pretty hard. Wash dishes, clean house, sweep floors, help cook.
I see. How about the boys?
Well, they were just two boys. My older brother was put to work at the market, so he wasn't home that much.
Mm-hmm.
And the youngest one was a baby, so he didn't have any assigned chores.
I see. Were you assigned to take care of the younger child?
Yes, because I am the oldest daughter.
I see. Did you resent that?
Oh, yes, I'm sure I did.
You don't remember that now?
Well, you get mellow with age.
Did you discipline your younger brother?
I guess I did, to a certain...
How did your family spend time with each other? Was it mostly work, or did you do any group activity as a family unit besides driving to Lincoln Park? At home?
At home?
When your father got home?
My father wasn't home that much. As I said before, my father worked hard and he spent long hours at the market, so he wasn't home that much.
Mm-hmm.
But, us kids would be home. And sometimes we would play mahjong and things like that. And, you know, just us kids.
Us kids. Did you have a good relation with your mother?
Yes, of course.
Over what?
Typical mother, daughter, son, always. Yeah, youngsters always. A certain amount of rebel in every one of us, but all in all, I think that we had a pretty good relationship.
Mm-hmm. No major fights, for instance, arguments.
Arguments, yes. Fights,
I mean,
no.
No, I mean major arguments over matters of principle, over what you thought at that time was a very important issue.
No, those things kind of, they dim out after a while.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother teach you, for instance, how to prepare for menstruation? Or did anyone teach you that sort of thing?
Yes, not as much detail as I, now looking back, I think it should have been in more detail than it was.
Your mother
but
did,
we
though.
Did, but we were alerted to the fact that...
To watch out.
That's right.
I see. So you were not frightened?
No.
The first time?
No.
I see. Oh, okay. What kind of materials or devices were used? Did they have Kotex at that time?
Yes, by the time we were teenagers, yes.
I see, okay.
But I remember years before when my mother had to use that old grass paper from China.
Oh, yeah.
Chochi.
Yeah,
is it grass paper?
Yeah, it's literally translated as grass paper, but it's very kind of rough.
But they crumpled it up until it was real soft. I remember helping her, you know, do that. Really crumpled up and then spread it, and then it was soft. It was softer to the feel.
Oh, I see. Did it How was it attached? Was it attached to the underwear, or...?
No, they were built, if I remember. Like,
belt?
A belt. Just a ribbon, like a ribbon.
Oh, I see. Was it messy? I mean,
I would think so. But evidently that grass paper was absorbent.
Oh, yes, yes. I wonder if American women used, I don't think they used grass paper.
No, I don't think so. They probably used linens and things like that.
Diapers.
Diapers. But by the time we were ready for that, there were sanitary napkins.
I see. With the belt thing, right, okay. Let's see, did you ever have any sex education at school?
Yes, I think we had one class.
In junior high or high school?
High school.
I see. How old were you then, roughly?
Oh, in high school it would have to be about 16-ish. Mm-hmm.
I see. Was that common at that time?
Well, it must have been, because we did. I remember that class because the girls went to one class and the boys went to another. So, but, you know, that was the sex education that we received at that time.
For a whole semester or just?
I don't think it was a whole semester. It could have been just one class.
Mm-hmm. And that was the extent of your sex education, formal sex education?
Yes, I think so.
Did girls discuss this type of things among themselves?
Yes, we did.
I mean, on a more or less, not just, what is it, casual, joking manner, but discussion of, for instance, reproduction and the cycles or...
Yes, 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 we did, we did. Uh-huh. And 'cause in girls' gym, we had some too, maybe not a whole semester, but the gym teachers would explain things to us that other teachers did not.
Why the gym teacher?
I don't know why the gym teacher, but maybe because...
it was a woman?
Or it could be because it was an all-girl class. It could have been that you just associate more. Because, you know, when you're in gym, you have to change clothes and you shower and things like uh-huh. that. And so
yeah.
Maybe that just seemed to be the best time.
At that time, everybody took showers together, right?
No. We didn't. No. No. No, we were two in a room in a stall. We did not have
the
no
large
ma'am, no ma'am, not in our school.
Oh, I see, I see. Other than that, your mother or your relatives never taught you anything?
No, no,
I see.
No.
I assume
taboo.
You never asked?
No, we did not ask.
I see, okay. In that course that you took, do you feel that, looking back upon it, was it a comprehensive course? Did it prepare you for what is to come and what had happened? Did it give you all the explanation?
No, I'm sure it did not.
Okay, so it was everything. You pretty much have to learn on your own, right?
Yes, just I think
rather than
yes, I think we did
formal education.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think we did.
Okay, was it premarital sexual relationships, were they common at that time, or very seldom, or somewhat, or
I would
what
say
were the incidences of those?
I it was not common. I'm sure it was not common.
Mm-hmm. But there were incidences.
I'm sure.
Never.
You can't say never. How can anyone
among
say
for
never?
For instance, your Oriental, your Chinese girlfriends, for instance. Were there any?
I doubt it.
Oh, you don't talk about that?
No, I don't think I would talk about it either.
I see. Okay. What kind of things did you read?
Novels.
Mm-hmm.
I particularly like historical novels.
Hmm. Like what? What kind of titles?
Oh, good question.
About European or American historical novel or Chinese historical novels?
There weren't that many Chinese historical novels written in English, you understand?
No, you couldn't
do that. And my Chinese, formal Chinese education wasn't that, all great that I could just pick up a Chinese novel and read it through. So we read American books.
Mm-hmm.
I read the best-selling author at that time and Book of the Month and things like that.
You read a lot, huh?
Yes, I did, as much as I could.
Oh, why? Do you just like reading?
I enjoy reading.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Clothing. How much were being spent on clothing and on what kind of clothing?
Well, most of us were taught to do our own sewing. We didn't spend that much on clothes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
My mother believed all the girls should learn how to sew, crochet, knit.
So you did?
We did.
I see. Physical activities, sports, anything like that?
No, I'm not very sports-minded.
Okay. Did you keep up with the fashion in terms of hairstyle and clothing, or did you not?
This is what, during school days?
Yes, back in the 20s, 30s would be for you, 20s, 30s, teens, and late teens, and early 20s, and 30s.
No, we have to be in the 30s and early 40s, I think, for me.
Yeah.
But, I took an interest in it. I don't think that I was never that high fashion. We
mm-hmm.
couldn't afford it, number one.
Even after you got married?
Even after we got married.
Did you have family planning, or was it just by chance?
No, I didn't have family.
You have one son.
I only have one child.
I see. Okay. You didn't want any more, or you didn't want?
I just didn't conceive any.
Oh, okay. What were your expectations about the future? Before you got married, in your late adolescence, what were your expectations about marriage, family?
I wanted to get married and not have too many children. That was my objective.
Why not too many children? Because you had to bring up?
Well, all my life I've seen poor Chinese women with umpteen children. And my heart just goes out to women who just have too many children.
Yeah.
Even to this day.
I see.
So it was not one of my life's ambitions to populate the world.
I see. Did you have any conflicts with either your husband or your parents over that? Because most Chinese seem to desire more than one of these.
Yes. I think my father was a little bit disappointed I only had one child. But other than that,
at least it was a son. I'm sure if you had a daughter, he would have insisted on another one.
Well, usually not your father, you know.
Your husband.
A husband's father, maybe.
But I
didn't have in-laws to,
you
know.
Where your husband came here alone.
But my father, I think, was a little bit disappointed. Not because he wanted, he just felt that my son being an only child wasn't, I should have had another one.
Another son
just another child, I think.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I see. What about expectations regarding work? You say you weren't too career-oriented, but you always wanted to work, right? Or you intended to work after you had your kid?
Well, yes. But I don't think I was ever that career orientated where I wanted to just go out and work. I mean, or to work up to a position with a firm or something like that. But I did work. And
all right. So you worked out of financial necessity, or and enjoyment. rather, or did you say?
In the beginning, it was financial necessity. Uh-huh. But I do enjoy bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm. I see. Did you have any community group involvements back then?
No.
Do you have any now?
You mean like joining clubs and things like that?
So on, so
forth. No, no, I'm not much of a joiner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you notice any difference between relationships of men to women back then compared to now?
Men to women?
Yeah, the relationship between men and women. Then, between Chinese men and women, I should say.
Well, those days I think that the men had a more of a superior attitude towards women. Mm-hmm. And the women were more to follow.
Mm-hmm. Did you accept that?
More or less.
Mm-hmm. In your own family, after you got married,
mm-hmm.
who would you say has more of a say? In family affairs.
Family affairs? My husband.
What about control over earnings? Who has the control over the purse strings?
Oh, I do that because he won't.
I see. Do you consult him or do you just make decisions regarding?
Oh, no. On major items, I would ask him. I mean, little things I don't. I'd go buy something that's small without saying, you know, may I? But on major investments, well, naturally there's consultation and talk about it and things like that.
And that has always been the case?
Yes.
It wasn't something that evolved?
No.
Later? Okay. Did you know of any Chinese women who were not married? Just not married?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a sister that's never been married.
Are they career women?
Yes, she's a career woman.
Were those common back in those days?
No, not. I wouldn't say common.
Mm-hmm. Was it a conscious decision, or did she fall into it, the role? Just because. She did not run into anyone she wanted to.
I imagine that was the case.
I see. And so now I assume she will not ever
I don't
marry.
Think she I don't think so.
I see. Did you have any expectations that were not true? In other words, of marriage. Were you expecting things out of marriage that did not come to be? Or was your evaluation or expectation of marriage fairly realistic?
I think you hit the nail on the head that I'm a very realistic person.
I see. So you had no disappointments about your marriage?
Say few.
What was a typical day back in those days for you? Could you describe
what?
A typical day? For me, of your life back in your early 20s and 30s, you know, prior to 1945, but
a typical day after marriage.
Yes, after marriage.
After I start back to work.
Both before.
Before when Richard was a baby, we would spend quiet days and. Invariably, I would take him to the park in the afternoon and meet with a couple, three, four friends that had children about the same age as he. And we would spend, it was a nice day, we would spend a couple, 3 hours at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go home and have dinner and give him a bath and put him to bed early. That would be a typical day for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, when I went back to work, by that time he was going to school,
mm-hmm.
get up. Send him off to school, I would go to work, come home, dinner.
You always prefer the dinner?
Yes, yes.
You preferred it, or because No choice.
No choice. No choice. No choice.
Your husband doesn't know how to cook.
Oh, my husband does know how to cook. He's a very good cook.
I see. So, why no choice?
Well, he was working, and I got home before he did, and so that was...
Do your husband also have the same kind of hours that your father did?
No. No, they... those long, long hours were from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But even in the early years of our marriage, my husband's hours were quite long.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How did you met your husband as a friend or co-worker, something like that, a relative? Right. How long did it take you to decide to get married or to marry him? Was it a long process or a rather speedy decision?
No, it wasn't speedy, I would say. 1 year? 1 year? 2 years?
He says 1 year. I see. Was he the only one courting you, or were there other people at that time?
He was the only one I knew of.
Oh, okay. And what kind of wedding did you have? Chinese or?
We were married in the city hall, a civil ceremony, and then we had a Chinese banquet.
Oh, I see. So it's a combination. I see. Did you have to wear Chinese?
Hua?
Yeah.
I did.
During the banquet?
Yes.
But the husband doesn't, the groom does not have to wear.
No, he didn't wear dark suit.
Basic Western suit, right?
Yes.
I see. He didn't have to wear the ma
kua. Qiongshan ma kua? No.
I see. Oh, interesting. And you have to do this, what is
jam-ta.
It? Jam-ta.
Yes, I did. The whole shebang.
I see. Was there a dowry? Is that what it's called?
A dowry.
Or the husband to the betrothed, from the your side would be a dowry, from his side it would be
a
ping
ping. Yeah, yes. Yes, July.
Xiuju, those things.
Yes.
Yes, I see.
My mother's very old fashioned.
I see. And when your younger sister got married, did she have to go through the same thing? Or was it more relaxed for her?
Mildred was married in church. My younger sister was married in church in the white veil, a typical American. So she had a wedding gown and a veil.
Civil service, you didn't have to.
Civil, no.
Regular clothes.
Just regular street clothes.
Mm-hmm. You didn't want a church wedding, or?
No, we just didn't have a church wedding.
Yeah. Was there a period of adjustment after getting married, or was it an easy transition?
It was not difficult.
Was there any major amount of money or property being transferred from one side to the other, or just tokens like pigs and...
Oh, it was mostly pigs. Token. Mostly token.
Okay.
I mean, there was no $5,000 dowry,
yeah,
things like that. No, it was token.
Big diamond ring or jade, something or another.
Oh, well, I did get a diamond ring out of the deal.
I mean, other than the between the two of you, I meant the
family. The family, no. Family, no, just token. Or ceremony, I guess you would call it, huh?
Do the parents-in-laws get along, the two sides?
Yes, because his father had passed away, and his mother was in China.
Oh, that's right.
See,
that's
so,
right.
So there was no
conflict.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he got along with my folks, so it was fine.
How was time spent together with your husband? And with other couples?
With other couples? Oh, I guess mostly if we did spend time with other people, mahjong, that was the rage in those days.
Mm-hmm. But when you two were alone, what sorts of activities?
Not too much. Well, we'd take the child out sometimes. We didn't have television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. There wasn't any.
There wasn't, no.
How about going out for a drive,
yes.
Movies?
Uh-huh, that's right. Baseball game.
Baseball game. You like baseball games?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So does your husband?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
That's what we did most of the time, huh? Baseball game to get out. And then we used to go on drives, which, believe it or not.
Uh-huh, yes.
You wouldn't take your car out for no reason now, but we used to. At night, it was too hot.
Oh, yes.
We'd get in the car and drive maybe 10 miles to buy an ice cream cone.
Oh, yes. Yeah, those were the days.
Those were the days.
I see. Were there any, how were the disagreements and conflicts handled, if any?
Oh, we just tore our hair out.
Did one side tend to compromise more than the other?
Usually the wife compromises.
She only was leaving.